Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Hello, folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. You're listening to Financial Survival, and we're going to bring up our guest in a minute, as always, Wendy Wilson. And hopefully, after the first segment, we'll be joined by Melody Seastrom. This 28th day of February 2024, one day left in the month of this sleep year, and we're going into March. And next month, hopefully, things start changing. We're starting to see our Easter lilies, I always call them. Crocuses blooming here in the hills, and the bush is starting to turn a little green. So springtime not too far away, I don't think. But welcome to today's program, wherever you are, and I do mean that. Let's get started, as always, with the metals in the markets, okay? Gold was up 370 to 233, I'm sorry, 2,033.20. Silver's up one penny, 22.41. Platinum was down $11, 877. Palladium was up down $12, 906. So metals, yeah, about the same. Dow was down 96 to 38,972. NASDAQ was up 59 to 16,035. S&P up 8 to 5,078. FTSE was up 0.19 to 19,163. DAX was up 0.76 to 17,556. Nikkei was down 0.12 to 39,191. Hang Seng was down 1.50% to 16,536. Oil was down slightly, 49 cents to 78.38. USDX was up 0.15 to 103.98. The 10-year yield was down 0.043 to 4.272%. So there you go with the metals and the markets. Not a huge difference in any of them, but that's where they are today. Now, let's go to our guest. And one of the ladies I always love listening to, she's going to talk about a very interesting topic today. Now, y'all are probably going to want to hear this. Wendy Wilson, welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch, and to all the listeners. Great to be with you today. We're going to be talking about what are called novel foods. And it's kind of an interesting, you heard the term novel with the COVID pandemic, a novel virus. Remember that?
Right.
Well, these foods are really not meant for humans to eat, to be honest. So I was talking with someone, and I mentioned that prior to Noah's flood, man ate plants. So the human body really is designed for grains and fruits and nuts and vegetables and water consumption. So man seemed to thrive on this type of diet, living hundreds of years. So after the flood, animal meat was introduced, and the diet and the lifestyle was changed for man, and it kind of reduced the age of man to about 120 years. So our modern diets also include what science and the world is saying in the food industry as novel foods. So all life expectancy for the average human is roughly 80 years now, with most people dying on an average of age 77. This is indicating that our food changes our human DNA, and therefore food changes everything. Here is a quote from Dawn Serling. She's a medical doctor and professor of medicine at Florida Atlantic Smith College of Medicine. She said, "Those of us practicing medicine in the United States today find ourselves in an ignominious and unique position. We are the first cohort of healthcare professionals that have presided over a decline in our life expectancy of about 100 years. So our life expectancy is lower than other economically comparable countries, and we can see by tracking that this increases along with increasing consumption of ultra-processed foods in the diet." So they're saying our life expectancy has gone down with the introduction of these foods, and we're going to talk about these foods in a minute. So, Pastor Butch, what we put in our body really does matter. So our bodies react to what we eat, breathe, absorb, and inject into it. And a study this February 2024 from Florida Atlantic University at Smith College of Medicine said in their report on the excess of our novel foods in our food industry, people are consuming too much of them and they're ill. So what is meant by novel, it describes it as not only new, but also unusual or unnatural. So this research did get published in the February 2024 Journal of the American Journal of Medicine. And here is another quote from that study. They said, "Hundreds of novel ingredients never encountered by human physiology are now found in 60% of the average adult diet and 70% of the children's diets in the United States. This presents an unprecedented health hazard due to the massive consumption of these food products. And this may be the new, quote, silent killer," they said, end of quote. Well, let's look at the silent killer list, because for the last 60 years, the science area has said, especially in the media, the silent killers are your high blood pressure, coronary artery disease, cervical cancer, diabetes, osteoporosis, sleep apnea, fatty liver, pancreatic cancer, and lung cancer, because these conditions rarely show symptoms in the beginning. Now, if I had to put a novel food list together, here's what it would look like. Fizzy drinks, processed cereals, packaged snacks, processed meats, foods with additives, processed oils, sugar, fats, processed salt, processed grains or your starches, emulsifiers, these are your chemical additives for liquid suspension, carrageenan, which is a thickening agent. Mono and diglycerides, also additives to prevent separation of liquids. Carbon methacellulose, which is a cellulose ether used as a thickener. Polysorbates, which are emulsifiers to suspend the liquids. And also soy lecithin, another emulsifier that keeps water and fat mixed together.
You didn't leave us anything to eat.
I know. That's terrible.
That's a bunch.
It is. So the hypothesis is the researchers at Florida Atlantic University, they wanted to test their hypothesis regarding these novel food ingredients and how the body reacts to them. So they reported that overconsumption of these types of food, these processed foods, increase the risk of diabetes, obesity, and heart disease. And we see a lot of that today. Here is a quote from Alan Ferris. He's a medical doctor and professor of internal medicine at the Florida Atlantic University. He says, "When the artificial components of a food are contained within a natural whole food matrix, they are digested more slowly and more inefficiently, resulting in less calorie extraction, lower glycemic loads, and lower triglycerides, or the fat that's stored in your body for energy." So he says this type of novel food produces higher risk of arterial sclerosis and plaque and heart disease, end of quote. So the rule in identifying what your novel food is, if you can't really find these ingredients listed in the processed foods in your kitchen, Well, then you're probably okay. But if you have a bunch of the stuff in your pantry, these are unnatural type of foods or novel foods, and I don't think you really should eat them. So the ingredient list that we mentioned are hazardous and the health to your health because your digestive tract can't digest them well, and they are not really foods, and they increase the risk of disease. Here is Dr. Ferris again, who says, we are seeing more patients with inflammatory bowel disease due to the novel food products and more bacteria in the system, and it can trigger autoimmune responses. And this could explain the increases in colorectal cancer in younger adults, as well as other gastrointestinal diseases. Now, Charles Hanekin, MD, also at Florida Atlantic, says, we believe it is incumbent upon all health care professionals to discuss the benefits of increasing consumption of whole foods and reducing the consumption of these ultra processed foods with their patients. He goes on to say, just as the dangers of tobacco began to emerge during the middle of the prior century, decades had passed before the proponents of the evidence of the efforts of forward-thinking health officials prompted policy changes to discourage the use of cigarettes. So we're likely, he says, to be on a similar path with the ultra-processed foods. Well, that's interesting because it was, you know, years before they came out and said cigarettes will kill you, right?
Right.
Well, and I think this is Dr. Sherling, also there at Florida Atlantic. He's a professor of medicine. He says the multi-international companies that produce ultra-processed foods are just as, if not more, powerful than the tobacco companies were in the last century, and it is unlikely that governments will be able to move quickly on policies that will promote whole foods and discourage the consumption of the ultra-processed foods. Healthcare providers also should remain cognizant of the difficulties that many of the patients will have in being able to afford and find healthier food options. Yeah, I mean, because this garbage they sell is cheaper than the healthy stuff, isn't it, Pastor Butch?
Yes, it is. And that's why you buy it, because it's cheaper to buy. And when people are strapped for money, that's what they buy.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
I want to ask you a quick question. Is that why sometimes, now I know this may sound gross, I don't mean for it to, but the more obese people sometimes are the maybe the poorest people because they're eating whatever they can afford?
I think, you know, a lot of these foods create inflammation in the body, and you probably have a lot of foods with more of the salts on it. And your processed salts help you retain fluids, and so you're more bloated. And that would give you the appearance of obesity, wouldn't it?
Well, it would, but, you know, I was thinking, but you know, they're kind of like fillers is what they are. I mean, I'm used to feeding hogs back in the old days, what's called middlings. It wasn't really food, but the hogs would eat it, and it'd make them get fat, but it wasn't good for them. I just wonder if they're not doing the same thing to yourself. You can't afford maybe the better grade, so you buy the lesser grade, and then it makes us unhealthy.
Well, you know, I was just talking to a lady about dog food, and her dog had all these allergies, licking and chewing their feet, and that's usually an indication of a food allergy, and a lot of times it can be, you know, from fowl, like chicken, or it could be from another food source, but a lot of times it's from the sorghum that they put in the processed dog food, you know, your dried kibble, because the sorghum is a waste grain product that the dogs seem to be allergic to, but they don't have to usually list it as an ingredient because it's not there for an ingredient food list. It's there to keep the machinery from getting bogged down and clogged up with the with the dog food that they're making. And you can get a food allergy later in life. You know, you could have a food allergy as a kid, grow out of it, and then come back to it later. But I'm seeing they're changing the foods, you know, not only with, you know, the whole ultra processing parts and the preservative parts, all these, you know, added ingredients for, you know, shelf life, but it's also the re-engineered area that's really having a huge impact too. So you layer all these things in, and the body struggles to deal with these food proteins, if you want to call them that, and it can cause an autoimmune response in a lot of people, and they come down with all kinds of conditions. Wow. So we got food corruption. That's the only way I can describe it. So the corruption in the U.S. food market, personally, Pastor Butch, I thought it was driven by greed, but I think that's just part of it. So European countries and also Russia, they have higher quality of food standards than we here in the United States, and they don't allow GMO, re-engineered foods, and they eat a wholesome basic diet. Now, if you go travel overseas, you'll notice you can pick out the tourists from the locals because the locals aren't overweight. Huh. Yeah? Yeah.
Wow.
So they don't struggle with obesity or other types of Western diseases. And, you know, which begs the question, how do you take down a superpower nation? Well, the answer is from within. Yeah, you toxic food and water and medicine over time, that weakens a nation, and that is what you see now, isn't
That's
it?
True. That's pretty true.
Yeah. So, the people of the European Union, there's 13 countries there, they don't allow GMOs. And if you travel there, if you have celiac disease, you can eat all the bread you want and you won't have a problem because they didn't modify their wheat like we did here in 1945. We made it more glutinous, and that created celiac disease. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you can get some imported grain or flour, you probably can make your own breads and pizzas and everything else, and you probably tolerate it pretty well because it's a different protein. Because when you genetically modify something, you alter that. And protein switches in the body are pretty much how your cell DNA reacts and functions. And this is why when science took people off a really bad fast food, processed food diet and put them on a healthy one, they noticed in 6 days their DNA changed. That's how powerful it is.
Gee.
It changes your genetic code. Yeah. So,
wow.
You know, proactive health is really more than just drinking more water and getting regular exercise, Pastor Butch. It is. It's about screening your foods and your medical treatments so you can avoid more illness, really. So being savvy.
But you know, that's easier said than done. You know that. That's much easier said
like
than done.
It's getting to the point where it's like a second job. It really is.
It really is, yes.
People are really exhausted. And they're looking for answers. Now, we're coming out with a blog on our website to help answer some of these things. So I'll let the audience know when it's available. But because blogs are all about information, you know. So we're hoping to help people be able to be savvier consumers out there. You definitely want to look for grass-fed beef, free-range chicken, whether that's eggs or chicken itself. You definitely want to get basic with the diet and get rid of all your prepared, prepackaged stuff. And I know that seems like, oh, my God, what am I going to – you know, the people freak out. And I said, it's really not that hard. I get an air fryer and take a grass-fed beef, make a hamburger, and put it in there. It comes out juicy, and it's just like it was off the grill at an upscale restaurant. And it's healthier for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you compare grass-fed, I don't know if you've ever done this, Pastor Butch, grass-fed beef to grain-fed beef, it looks different,
yes,
and
it
tastes different.
It tastes different.
Okay,
I raised my own beef, and it's all grass-fed. I totally agree.
Yeah, so your grass-fed is creamier. It's a richer red,
yes.
And it's less fat. It's leaner. Your other beef is going to be full of fat. It's going to be coarse feeling. It doesn't feel smooth, and it has a different taste to it, and it smells weird when you're cooking it, I think. But so you really have to start vetting out your foods, I'm sorry to say, and your supplements, and be savvy out there about all that, because it's really a necessity now. Otherwise, you're going to be in a doctor's office. You're going to be prescribed medications and things, and you're not going to feel good. So make sure you're getting organic whole food supplements along with your whole food diet. You just don't want isolated supplements. They're really a blend of isolated chemicals. That's the same problem. with the food in the stores. So the body knows the difference. So I tell people, look for Tilth Standard Organic in your supplements. It should be on the product. It's a source of food, a medicinal plants that grew in land that had mineral in the soil. They didn't have anything growing for at least 5 years. The land got to rest. So it was crop rotation kind of thing. Yeah, it's more expensive to get. It's more expensive to get, you know, like sources from that land, but it's well worth it. So we're on the last day and a half. Tomorrow's the last day of our Savvy Supplement sale. So it's 20% off. Details are online, but people can call and ask. They're on the toll-free line about it. It's 866-229-3663. And that's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. Or they can visit the website. There's a big banner on the homepage, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. You got to be savvy. You got to just be more, you know, my people perish for lack of knowledge, Pastor Butch. We got to be smart.
For lack of knowledge. That's right. Excellent job again, Wendy, as usual. Thank you so
much.
Thank
you. You're welcome. We'll talk soon.
You have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our thanks be break time, folks. Only music playing by Femcore Break Time now.
Nations have fought for it.
There we go.
It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Talking away, I don't know what to say or say it anyway.
All righty, folks, we are back and we are joined by Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver, a lady that you should be calling up and asking questions to, whether you got $100 or $20,000 or $10,000, whatever you got, whatever you had, to ask her what she can do to help you plan for the future. Melody, welcome to your program.
Well, thank you very much. And that can even be $100,000 or more. We handle a lot of those clients. A lot of folks are coming in and getting out of some of their retirement funds and putting into gold and silver. So, particularly gold. So when you're converting those dollars, especially those big accounts, you know, you want to have a good portion of that into gold. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188.
And folks, she's not, I mean, the way the economy looks now, and we're not even hearing half of it, I think you're going to be so thankful you have something tangible in your hand in the near future. If it's on Bitcoin or on a computer somewhere or in a bank somewhere, you may be disappointed, very disappointed before this year could be over even. You never know. Melody, what do you want to add to the program for getting the news? What do you want to add to what from your end?
Well, I mean, it was kind of an interesting day. You know, everybody's waiting for the big inflation number, I believe, tomorrow. So I think you know, tomorrow will be a game changer in some fashion. I'm not quite sure. You know, it's an election year, so I'm assuming that, you know, it'll probably be a better inflation number than what everyone is expecting. Oh, my surprise. Oh, my goodness. But we'll see. And what that brings us. So I think tomorrow is a key day for that number, for tomorrow anyway. So, but really, other than that, a lot of it is still the same. You know, we oil is fluctuating. Consumer spending, you know, they're talking about consumer spending. The U.S. economy is on a firmer footing heading into the first quarter. Well, you know, if you take a lot of some of those other numbers, I don't know how, you know, they're 1 and 1 does not equal 2. And so that's their new math. I mean, can remember Bush, the second Bush, he called it fuzzy math. And that's exactly what we have, is fuzzy math. So it's
what do you expect tomorrow from your viewpoint?
I think it's going to be hold relatively the same. I mean, if it's, you know, if it's up 0.1 or 0.2 or down, you know, to me, it's still there. Okay. Inflation is not going away.
No, it's not.
So, you know what? They'll spin it however they want to spin it. You know, if it's a higher number, they'll say, well, it's a little higher now. But, hey, from a year ago, it's really lower. And if it's lower, then, you know, they'll go into it and say, hey, it is really lower. So I hate reporting on government numbers. We do it because that's what the world revolves around. And you know, we try to show where they're wrong, you know, that their 1 and 1 doesn't equal 2, you know, but they know that and they're proud of it. But I'm sorry, math is still math. 1 and 1 does equal 2. And
yes, it does.
So it's so that's what I expect. You know, it's going to be some more of the same old gibberish. But the whole point of it is you have to look at what is really happening to your purchasing power over a period of time and what the trend is.
Well,
you know, there's been so little talk on government shutdown. They can't even come to terms on a budget deal. So they're going to pass a half-assed, excuse my language, you know, just to get something by. Finally, McConnell is stepping down. Finally. Yeah. I mean, that poor guy, I mean, he can't be very healthy, although he is looking better than what he was. You know, they're all up there. They're all old. They've all made their money. They all need to get out. And let some of the younger people corrupt it even more.
There you go. But, you know, you're talking about inflation, Melody. Whether it's 2% or 4% or whatever it may be, you have to stop and think that if it's 2% a year, that accumulates over years, doesn't it? Five years means 10% inflation, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So when inflation, whether it's 2, 4, 6, 8, or 10, and I know it gets rougher if it gets higher, but I understand that. But when they're boasting that we can keep it at 2 or 3%, that means you're losing 3% of your income every year. And you may get a pay raise, I understand that, but inflation still consumes that also, because that every time they print up more money, we'll say, the less it's worth. So we're losing every year, and I think anyone that has been around this world as long as I have can look back and see that a dollar one time actually bought something. The day when he bought a candy bar.
And yet everything is manufactured. Can you imagine if we hadn't exported our inflation to China?
Oh, my.
Can you imagine? You know, that? Yeah, then people would take notice. You'd be paying $10 for a candy bar. Or more. So you can say, did the government do right by exporting our inflation to China and Asian countries and wherever else they could get cheap labor? Did they get that right? No, they wouldn't have had to have done that if they would have kept us on a gold-backed monetary system. They wouldn't have had to give all of our jobs away. People wouldn't. And now what they're trying to do, what they're going to do, is they're separating everything. Now they're separating. Well, you know, half of the people in the lower class or the lower economic people are having the difficult time, not the upper half. Like, there's an upper now and there's a lower, so there's no middle. There's just the upper and the lower. So figure out which one you're in, folks.
And they've been working on that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Destroy the middle class. They really have.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe the first news is, of course, political news, because they're right in the middle of a political year. We're in 2024. Donald Trump beats Nikki Haley again in Michigan, Republican presidential primary. Ex-president carries on full steam ahead to a Biden rematch as his final rival defiantly says stays in the race against and insists he cannot win. So former President Donald Trump won the Michigan Republican primary Tuesday of the rival Nikki Haley. The race was called at exactly 9 p.m. when all Michigan polls were closed, with Trump leading Haley 65% to 30.9%. Haley's campaign said Tuesday night that Trump's 30-plus point win will represent the weakest heading into the general election. So a weakness. I will say, okay, maybe there's a weakness I don't see there. It looks like unless something really happens, Trump's going to be the nominee. I don't know what's going to happen on the other side yet. But I guess this coming Tuesday, Super Tuesday they call it, should pretty much call the game, wouldn't you say, Melody?
You would think so.
So we will see. We will see.
It will be an interesting Tuesday, though, because a lot of the commentary is in 11 of those 15 states, anybody can vote. You can cross party lines and, you know, you can have the independents voting. You can have everybody vote. So it will be interesting to see what type of outcome Haley has. I mean, I'm by no means a fan of Haley. I'm not a fan of anybody that's running for president, but so it will be interesting.
Well, this time next week, we will know.
Mm-hmm.
We will know. This next story, I thought I'd share, and I did try to verify as much as possible. Seems to be a true story. And the gentleman that mentioned it here actually confessed to the fact that he was set up, he was paid to kill Tucker Carlson while he was in Russia. Now, I don't know, folks, I'm going to share with you. This is the mainstream press. Foiled plot against Tucker Carlson exposes a dark underbelly of the geopolitical tensions. And yes, it is dark, very dark. In a startling revelation that has sent shockwaves through the media and geopolitical landscapes, a Russian website had reported an attempted assassination on American journalist Tucker Carlson. The incident, which purportedly took place in Moscow, has unveiled the precarious position journalists occupy at the intersection of international intrigue and espionage. According to reports, Vasiliev Potter Alex Shufrowicz, a 35-year-old man, was arrested in connection with the plot that aimed to target Carlson during his visit to Russia for an interview with President Vladimir Putin. Alexovich's alleged confession, which surfaced in the video, claimed he was recruited by Ukrainian intelligence to plant an explosive device on Carlson's vehicle, a task for which he would be compensated $4,000. The details of this thwarted assassination attempt are chilling as they are controversial. Alexovich, who was said to have been detained during the planning stages of the plot, reportedly acting under orders from the main directorate of intelligence of Ukraine Ministry of Defense. This accusation, if proven true, could have severe implications for the already strained relation between Russia and Ukraine, potentially escalating tensions further. The legitimacy of Alekovich's confession video has been called into question, with skeptics pointing out the possibility of coercion or fabrication. However, the mere suggestion that a journalist like Tucker Carlson could be targeted in such a manner is alarming and raises serious concerns about the safety of media personnel operating in politically volatile regions. That is, if that is, and I from what I can see, is pointing to being a true story. That's it. That is a serious implication. I mean, when it's getting so bad that nations will take out politicians, or I'm sorry, reporters who may interview somebody they don't like, Melody, that's getting serious.
Yeah, but
you still there,
nobody cared.
There you go. There you go. Go ahead.
Nobody cared about the guy that got sliced up in Saudi Arabia.
No, they didn't.
He was a reporter.
No.
So,
I guess he wasn't the same ranking.
To some degree, if you're a journalist and if you're taken seriously or whatever, I mean, there is a degree of risk. I mean, those that go on the, you know, the war zones and things like that, yeah, there's a degree of risk. You go into territories that you're not wanted, yeah, there's a degree of risk. So, I'm not saying it's proper, it's not right. I'm not saying it's right, but I mean, that's what you sign on to.
That's true.
But, I mean, I didn't think Carlson's, I don't think his interview with Putin should get him any, you know, awards or anything. I mean, I watched some of it. I didn't watch all of it, but it wasn't that impressive to me. But so I'm not quite sure what they would be so threatened about.
I don't, unless they just someone with the caliber of Carlson's reputation interviewing a man they're trying to get rid of. Maybe that's what, I don't know. But Putin's new military decree, preparations for large-scale war with NATO. Now, this is actually heating up, and I've been watching in other places and different sources. This is actually starting to heat up. Russian President Vladimir Putin's new military decrees reestablishing the Moscow and Leningrad military districts indicate preparing for a potential large-scale war with NATO in the future, a U.S.-based think tank has said. Kremlin propagandists have routinely warned of a looming world war. Tied between Washington and NATO and other NATO member states and Moscow have become increasingly strained over Russian Vladimir Putin's decision to launch a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Russian officials and guests on Russian TV have called for strikes on U.S. soil and the West over aid and weapons provided by the Biden administration and other NATO members to Kyiv. On Monday, Russian president signed the decrees that reorganized Russian military administrative structure. One decree deprives Russia's northern fleet, which was previously responsible for land in northwestern federal district, of its status as an inter-Pacific strategic territory association or joint headquarters. So we have Russian state TV saying they need to make strikes on U.S. soil. So, or NATO, for the weapons that we supplied. That doesn't sound good, doesn't look good, and we should be paying attention, folks. This could be getting very serious, Mildy.
Well, I think it's been serious from day one, and you keep asking the questions. You couldn't figure out why Russia didn't want to go in and just take over Ukraine all at once, because they certainly had the power and so forth, the ability to do so. And I was reading an article, and it kind of answers that question. And it was all about he didn't want – we might have talked about this before, but he really didn't want – if he had gone in a stronger manner than what she did, then NATO would have come to the becking of Ukraine, and he wanted to avoid that. So I think he's been, you know, and this is just my assumption and, you know, my analysis and opinion. So he's probably just weighing to do as much as he can do without crossing that line that brings NATO in full force. So, and he's taken a little bit of territory at a time.
Yes, he is.
So he's accomplishing what, you know, I think what he's set out to do. I mean, I don't know what he set out, you know, I don't know what his goals were or what he was, you know, want some of it, all of it, or whatever. But it is interesting. And I don't know, and I think we will see it get heated up, particularly as long as we don't approve any more money, because that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we will see it heated up, and I think you're right, because they want that money.
Well, it's scary. It's really scary. So we'll see. Go ahead.
It is.
Take us out.
And I hear the music, so we'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188 for Discount Gold and Silver Trading. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Butch?
Okay. I'm going to read an article here to you, share it with you in a second. I'm trying to do some figures real quick here. Okay. Portland buys 100 shelter pods for homeless that cost $16,510 each. City leaders in Portland, Oregon, recently, which means they spent $1,651,000, folks, of our money. That's not state money, it's federal money. City leaders in Portland, Oregon, recently bought 100 tiny home pods for the homeless that came with a hefty price tag, but are said to be made of quality materials, although they're only supposed to last 5 years. Anyway, the pods, which each cost $16,510, are for people living in the Multnomah Safe Village, M-U-L-T-N-O-M-A-H, Multnomah Safe Rest Village, according to KTATU. The outlet reported Monday that those pods can also be found at the Clinton Triangle site. An image shows the pods that feature slanted roofs and a secure door with a large window. City of Portland has purchased 100 new homes, tiny homes, for the unsheltered at the, it goes on to show where it comes from, that the pods This article is kind of convoluted. The project that the village were paid for by Federal American Rescue Plan, that's federal money, folks, that's our dollars, and Metro Supportive Housing Funds. Temporary Alternative Shelter site Public Information Officer Savannah Edens said the pods have a bed, bedding, and a heater. She added that the structures are supposed to last for 5 years, but they also came with a warranty. Okay, they're good quality, but they don't last 5 years, and they're $17,000 a piece. I don't know, Pamela. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, I'm not making fun of somebody trying to put somebody in a shelter. That's not the point of it. But this doesn't change the problem. The homeless number is growing every day all over this country. They can't they can't shelter them all.
Number one, it shouldn't come from federal funds. If they want to put homes in their state, it should come from state funds.
I agree.
You know, let the people who live in that state. Now, if that happened, maybe the people would say of that state, say, hey, quit spending our money on that and, you know, do something else with it. Now, you can buy those cargo containers.
Yes, yes.
They could be converted into nice little homes for a heck of a lot cheaper than $17,000, probably. I don't know how much one of those cargo containers cost, but I don't think they're that much.
No, I don't think so.
You could, and out of one, you could probably make two apartments in there.
Well,
have a common area like you do at campsites, where you have showers and bathrooms, a common area.
That's an idea.
I mean, how hard is it to figure these problems out?
That's an idea. Good idea. You ought to get to be the boss of all this stuff. You fix it all right.
It's not that difficult. Well, what makes it difficult are all those politicians that don't make money from it.
Mm. Well, this next article goes along with that in a way. This Eric Adams calls for an end to sanctuary cities. A New York City struggles to care for the close to 200,000 migrants who've arrived in the last 18 months. Now, maybe this guy's trying to get a little smarter. I don't know. New York Mayor Eric Adams has called for a radical overhaul of its sanctuary city status and its spectacular U-turn. The city buckles under the weight of migrant arrivals. The Democrat leader has faced a furious backlash as schools, hotels, and community centers have been turned over to 180,000 migrants who he has warned will destroy the city. He has been a staunch defender of his decades-old sanctuary status, which forbids city officials from asking questions about a person's immigration status or revealing it to federal authorities. But he revealed his change of heart after furious residents grilled him about migrant crimes, including January's brutal Times Square attack on two cops that saw most of the suspects freed on bail within an hour of their arrest. We need to modify the sanctuary city law that if you commit a felony or violent act, we should be able to turn you over to ICE and have you deported, he told a town hall meeting on Monday night. But sanctuary cities have been a favorite target of governors on the southern border who has bust thousands of migrants north to them as the migration crisis has gathered steam. Well, Melody, do you think it's possible that somebody that is out of their mind liberal as Adams may have learned a lesson?
No.
You don't think so?
The only reason he's changing his view is because he's told to do all that money that he has to spend and so forth. He's probably getting heat from somewhere. I'm sure it's not his constituents or anything like that, but probably from, you know, maybe they're filtering in on some higher properties or, you know. So he's probably getting some heat.
You mean it's political again?
Oh.
Gee.
Imagine that.
And this next bill that has been proposed in Georgia, I like. Georgia bill makes property owners liable for injuries in gun-free zones. I like this. Georgia House Bill 1364 makes property owners liable if a legal concealed carrier is harmed while barred from being armed for self-defense on the owner's property. H. Bill 1364 says, any lawful weapons carrier who is prohibited from carrying and who is injured shall have a cause of action against the person, business, or other entity that owns or legally controls their property. The bill is sponsored by State Representative Martin Malathan, a Republican. Malathan explained his motivation for introducing the legislation. He said, all we want to make sure is, if you're in the store anywhere and it has a no-gun sign, then that store needs to understand that they are absolute custodial care of that person who's denied the ability to be armed. That is perfect sense. If you come to my home, I say you can't carry a gun here, you get shot in here, that's my home, it's my fault. I understand that. So good for them. Good for Georgia. I like that. I like that very much. Gun-free zones is where 99% of the shootings happen anyway, so maybe that should tell something. Go ahead, Melody. Any comments on that?
No comment.
No comment. Okay. Mm-mm. Golly. And this is actually a breaking story. I don't have much of it here, but I will break it real quickly. Breaking news. U.S. District Attorneys and U.S. Sheriffs working together to criminally charge Anthony Fauci, Ralph Byrick, Peter Daszak, and many others for racketeering, collusion, and creating the Wuhan virus and premeditated murder of thousands of remdesivir and COVID vaccine. Now, that's actually happening, folks. You can find that on the Internet. Look, you can watch the gentleman speaking on this. They're actually coming together as U.S. attorneys and sheriffs are coming together to prosecute Fauci, Barrick, Daszak, and probably others along the line. Just thought I'd share that. What do you think about that, Melody?
Oh, you know, I'm not very optimistic on those things.
Well, I'm not either,
you know.
But I thought it's interesting they even tried, or are trying.
Yeah, when they're trying to impeach, anymore. People wonder why we can't get anything done and change anything in this country. It's because no one's ever held accountable for anything. They try to go after people, or they try to do this. They make a headline for them. I think mainly sometimes they just want to make headlines for themselves.
That's possible.
For whatever endeavor that they have, or whatever money. It's all controlled by money. Everything that's done is moved by money.
The love of money.
Absolutely.
The love of money.
And I didn't know this either. I was just reading this on Donald Trump, because he's eyeing up a $4 billion stock windfall.
Yes, I saw that.
So, did you see that?
I did.
Where his social media, it's all in paper, but a rally in a stock tied to Trump Media and Technology Group that operates a Truth Social platform has minted a nearly $4 billion windfall for him. I mean, there are any number of caveats to this figure, including how it's only a paper profit for now. He would still have to wait months to monetize. And so it's this type of a transaction known as a DSPAC, S-P-A-C, or blank check deal. It would hand Trump this newfound wealth is a complex one that briefly became popular on Wall Street during the stock mania unleashed during the pandemic. Truth Social's owner would enter the stock market by merging with a publicly traded company called Digital World Acquisition Corp. So all you people that are sending money to help him out with his legal funds, he's a billionaire. He doesn't need your money. Let him pay for his own attorneys and the lawsuits that he's got himself into, whether they're political or not. I'm not judging the guy. Anyway.
Okay,
I mean, there's a lot of people sending him $10, $15, $20 of their hard-earned money.
They truly
he doesn't need it. Anyway.
I agree, Melody, but that's what we're seeing. And I know you already know this happened. Macy's fixed and closed down 150 stores. You saw that, right?
I did.
That's going to be 1,000 employees. But my question is, they're trying to keep open the more high-end disorder, like Bloomingdale's and Blue Mercury, which I never heard of before. Why are people more prone to buy at the upper-scale stores and spend more money than they are at the Macy's stores? I don't understand why. I don't see the point here. So I don't know. This is my question. And one more here, probably if I had time. Wendy's is going to do something really different. Wendy's to test surge pricing using high-tech menu boards that change in real time. If you try to eat lunch at the regular lunch hour and they're busy, they're going to raise prices while you're going through there. I don't see how that's going to fly, Melody. Do you?
Do people even pay attention going through a drive-thru?
I would think so, especially when the advertisers are going to do it. I mean, gee. I mean, people have changed their lunch hours to save money. They said the prices were lower when the times are not the peak hours. But how do you even know they're going to lower them enough to make a big difference? I mean, once you get them up there, why should they lower them? I mean, this is insane. Wendy's is I'm really surprised that they would even mention this. I'm going to raise prices because you eat lunch a certain time every day and it's busy for them. That, to me, is absolutely absurd to even think about. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I don't see the point of it. But I don't understand how they can charge you more because you eat lunch a certain time every day.
Hey, more power to them.
So anyway, there you go, folks. Another insane, I don't know what to call it. I won't buy Wendy's if they're going to do that. I won't do it. I like Wendy's chili, but I won't do it. So there you go.
Well, I forgot that they have chili. They do have a good chili, don't they?
Yes, they do.
I forgot about that.
Yes, they do. Huh. And Tyson Foods scales up investment in insect protein maker for global food chain. Doesn't that sound appetizing?
Mm-hmm.
The fact checkers went nuts to shame people for jumping to conclusions about Tyson's partnership with Protix to get into the insect craze. Tyson will build plants here to produce insect food to feed genetically modified insects, which will be fed to animals. No mention of Protix statement. We believe that feeding the growing world population should go hand in hand with protecting our beautiful planet. Folks, animals are not meant to eat animal protein. Grazers like cattle and sheep are not meant to eat animal protein, no matter whether it's an insect or another cow. But it says that Tyson is getting into growing bugs for human consumption. So you figure it out. They said they're going to do it, and they're going to do it. They're going to feed the growing world population by making genetically modified insects. So you'll be able to buy the store in the very near future. Melody, I know about our time. Why do you want to say that?
Boy, I can't wait. Me
too. Yum, yum.
The world is really crazy, isn't it, anymore?
It is. It truly is.
You know, we don't have much time. I often think back, I'm thinking of my grandparents, and I'm thinking, when they were our age, did they think that the world was crazy?
Probably to a certain degree, but I wonder what they would think now if they saw it today.
Yeah.
Could they even conceive this really happening?
Yeah. 800-375-4188. We're out of time. Something to ponder about. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe. Good night and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my